USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Panic in the streets of Tehran. Tehran police reportedly firing live rounds at demonstrators who were protesting against the government there yesterday. They're angered by the government's admission of having shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet with a missile. There were 176 people aboard. Over 80 of them were Iranians, and most of them were students. The killing of Iran's top general reportedly was authorized by President Trump 7 months ago. NBC News is reporting that Trump was signing off on killing General Qassem Soleimani if Iran's aggression resulted in an American death. Soleimani was killed in a drone strike in Iraq 10 days ago after an American contractor was killed in Iraq by Iranian-backed militias. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oscar nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards have been announced this morning for Best Picture.
The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. The Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Nice.
I did it. Thank you so much.
The Oscars will be handed out on February 9th. The White House wants to bring North Korea back to the table. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien telling Axios the U.S. has made overtures to North Korea to resume talks about its nuclear weapons program. O'Brien says he's hoping there can be some sort of progress soon, especially after the North did not deliver that cryptic Christmas gift it had promised. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another candidate has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. USA's John Hunt has more.
Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, the spiritual guru and best-selling author, has officially ended her campaign weeks before voting begins, saying she did not want to make it tougher for a progressive to win. She also said she did not believe she would be able to gain enough support in the upcoming contest to make a difference in the race to challenge President Donald Trump. In a post on her website, Williamson said, quote, "We will not be able to garner enough votes in the election to elevate our conversation any more than it is now." Williamson has barely registered in the polls and struggled in fundraising since launching her bid for the presidency. She laid off her entire campaign staff at the end of the year, but continued to appear at campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire. Her decision leaves 13 candidates remaining in the primary. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The tall volcano in the central Philippines has come to life, spewing ash and prompting evacuations in nearby communities. Officials warn that a more powerful eruption is imminent. The volcano is located on the island of Luzon and is the country's second most active volcano. Due to the eruption, all flights at Ninoy Aquino International Airport are now on hold. The last major eruption of Taal occurred in 1977. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.